This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Tuesday, April 16th, brought to you by the Association of Equipment Manufacturers. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. Well, Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack was before the Senate Appropriations Subcommittee on Agriculture today. AgriPulse's Rebecca Alvey was there.
Senators and the Secretary seemed in line on a lot of the goals for the 2025 bill and really seemed to understand the urgency to get that passed in a more timely manner maybe than the 2024 bills. Vilsack took the majority of the hearing to highlight some of the issues the agency is already addressing. He spoke a lot about farm loss and farmland loss. He reiterated a lot of concerns over the messaging about China and how that might be impacting the U.S. ag trade deficit.
Over the weekend, Kansas Senator Roger Marshall said farmers would be better off to pass another one-year extension of the Farm Bill and then write the policy next year with presumably a Republican-led Senate and White House. Today, an Iowa senator shared his frustration with the Senate schedule. Hannah Packle has more.
Senator Chuck Grassley says the longer the congressional calendar drags on, there are less opportunities to move a farm bill.
4 months ago, I was very positive about getting the farm bill. We got it through in March, at least through the committee in March. That didn't happen. It doesn't look to me like it's going to happen. Schumer put out 17 things last week that he wanted to get done between now and fall. There wasn't any farm bill on that. So I'm very pessimistic, and I'm looking towards seventh year of the 2018 five-year farm bill, and I think it's next year before we get a farm bill.
Grassley says a large reason movement hasn't been made is because Congress is rarely in session to do work on legislative priorities.
When I came to the United States Senate 44 years ago, we used to start at 10 a.m. on Monday, go to 4 p.m. on Friday. Now we don't start Monday until 5:30. Tuesday and Wednesday's a busy day. But Thursday afternoon, everybody's headed towards the airport. There's enough work for senators individually to do to work 7 days a week. But you can't solve this country's problems, including the agricultural problems, if you're only in session with 100 people gathered for 2.5 days a week.
For AgriPulse, I'm Hannah Pagel.
Renewable fuels advocates applauded a recent announcement from both President Biden and Japanese Prime Minister Kishida on the importance of ethanol as a decarbonization solution within the transportation sector. Ryan LeGrand with the U.S. Grains Council says the statement is consistent with earlier messaging from the two.
I think their actions over the last few years really back it up. Japan has really seen the benefits of what using bioethanol can do for clean burning alternative coming out of their tailpipes, reducing greenhouse gas emissions. And over the last few years, they have evaluated and reevaluated the GHG score of grain-based ethanol coming from the United States and have allowed us more market access than we've ever had. And so I think their actions are backing today's words, but that's been happening over the last few years.
What would really be great, I would anticipate, LeGrand is hopeful that bio-based ethanol can play a significant role in the promising sustainable aviation fuel market.
You unlock a demand source, it's going to be massive for our industry, and will take the United States bioethanol industry to the next level, I believe. And when you look at the global demand for SAF, I think it's about 100 billion gallons. A small fraction of that gives us a whole other massive demand source.
Iowa Senator Charles Grassley recently said that if renewable crop feedstocks can't participate in the SAF market, then the Biden climate goals will not be met. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the Association of Equipment Manufacturers. Join the agriculture industry for a celebration of modern ag on the National Mall, Monday, May 6th through Wednesday, May 8th. Hosted by the Association of Equipment Manufacturers, the future of food and farming will be displayed through the 25 exhibiting equipment manufacturers and over 30 partnering organizations. Autonomous equipment, combines, tractors, aerial drones, robotic milkers, advanced genetics, and innovative conservation practices will showcase technology and enable sustainability. Exhibits are open 9 to 5, May 6th through 8th on the National Mall. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.